The first step is to give myself permission, and that would mean accepting of the emotion, accepting that it's difficult, accepting reality. Something just happened. There is nothing I can do about what has just happened. What can change is perhaps my interpretation of what has happened, which is where I get to the next level, the next step. And this is reframing, interpreting the situation as positive. And that would be the benefit finder. What's the silver lining here? What is the growth opportunity here? So if I'm going through a very difficult time, perhaps to look at it through the Buddhist perspective and say, well, this is a tool for growth. This will help me better understand myself as well as others, become a better psychologist, become a better business person, whatever it is. Seeing it, again, the silver lining, the opportunity in failure. And finally, one very important technique that we didn't talk about much, just in passing, is distraction, is looking toward other places. It's not always good. In fact, as we'll talk about next time, it's sometimes detrimental to stay and analyze every single emotion, feeling, thought that comes up. Ruminating in and of itself does not always help. Sometimes the best thing to do is when a negative thought comes up or a negative feeling comes up is to distract ourselves from it by, for example, going to listen to a piece of music, going for a run, talking to someone either about that or something else.